Good morning and welcome to Tech Talk. It is 7:30, 73 degrees, and our phone lines are open if you have a question for Charles Miller or Charles Ball at 1-800-749-5936. Gentlemen, good morning. How are we today?
Good. Good morning. It was good to see you, Charles, back from your trip.
It's nice to be back in the saddle.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah, it was a lonely ride on that horse last week. It was just him and I in here. And he's not a whole lot of conversation.
Not this hour on a Saturday, but, you know.
I'm teasing. No, we had a good time last week, but I'll tell you, it's been a busy week. This last week was kind of crazy for us.
Every week is crazy anymore. Yeah. It's just nothing's ever the same.
It seems like something's always changing. You've got so much stuff in your life. Computers change daily. There's
constantly
things happening on a level that we just can't even fathom. And in ours, too, you know, every time there's updates or whatnot on phones or computers, you got all kinds of new challenges to have to deal with.
It's a ride.
Yeah.
It's definitely a ride. So either you like it or you don't. But technology is like that. It's great when it works.
Yeah. Well, golly, yes.
And if they would leave it alone when it works, it would even be better.
I know it.
I came in on Monday. And, you know, this last Monday, and I went to go to do my work with my QuickBooks. I work with it all the time. I've got a set pattern of things I do every morning so I know how long it's going to take me. And I can just whip in there and get this stuff done in between customers coming in and out. And so, you know, this last Monday, went in to do my banking stuff, you know, and start, you know, depositing things here and there and paying bills. And I went to go paying bills, and all of a sudden, when I would make my payments, it was trying to link me to the bank accounts, and I don't have my bank accounts linked with QuickBooks. I try to do that separate because I just don't want another company having all my information. I like keeping control of that myself. As far as the paperwork part of it, I don't care. But my money part, I don't want them having access to. So I'm just really frustrated come Monday because I'm doing these bills, and all of a sudden I'm going, why does it keep trying to tell me I can't go any further? I need to link it to a bank. I just want to make sure that this thing's entered into the paperwork and we've got the bill paid. I'll take care of the banking part. But, you know, they changed and did an update on it, and now it was trying to force us to link. So I had to call their tech support 2.5 hours on the phone before I finally got them to tell me, oh, if you go up here in the corner, you can click this little button and bypass that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You could have just put me a little note down there at the bottom that said, go up there and click if you don't want to do this. You know, so that's what I'm talking about. It just changes your whole life.
Yeah, well, that's a whole control mechanism that software kind of introduces.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a lot of times unknowingly, you know, and that's the challenge, you know, when you give up control because, like, for example, Facebook, you know, it made its fame, but it really controls all your information. You're not the only.
All right, that looked like it was just a test of the emergency activation system.
All right,
we are seeing some showers and thunder showers to the northwest of Bartlesville up in the Kansas area, and we'll keep an eye on that in case they decide to get rowdy.
So, yeah.
Till then, that was only a test.
Well, that was a warning of what Charles was about to tell us. Come on, Charles, finish that topic. This could be dangerous.
Yeah, we're losing control. What more can I say?
Yeah, somebody else took control. You talk about control. Go back to that Facebook thing. What were we talking about with control?
Yeah, well, you don't own your data with a lot of outfits. That's why, you know, it's interesting to read the fine print. Because a lot of times we never read all the details. Well, you know, we acknowledge this and we'll agree with your agreement, you know, to be online. But in general, yeah, there's all kinds of subtle ways that we're kind of losing control. Like, for example, you know, everybody's kind of rounding up their followers. Like Microsoft, for example, is starting to get aggressive. Now, Google subtly, you know, they've synced all their browsers. Like when you go from one machine to the other, all that syncing kind of naturally happened over the last 5+ years.
Mm-hmm.
But now Microsoft is kind of doing that same game because they want all your information. They want to profile you to the nth degree.
You know? Yeah, and I've seen that too on there. Yeah.
Well, they basically are asking you, says, well, you need to register your device with Microsoft. You know, like, for example, with Windows 10 and Office and all those, you have to have a login with them so that they can pretty much track you because there's no benefit for you they say, well, that's how you sync, you know. Well, that's how Google did it, so it sort of makes sense. But like they've got their new Edge browser, which is starting to take over their Edge, and it's a Chromium base, so it's like Google. But the thing people didn't like about Google is it gives you all this tracking mechanism. And so Microsoft is saying, well, you're safer with us, but people are skeptical, you know, because how do you really know? And just because it works one day, like say you wake up the next day and all of a sudden, okay,
what happened?
Yeah. This is different. We didn't used to be this way. But that subtle behind the scenes stuff, it's just like, you know, who's that man behind the curtain kind of thing, you know? We're kind of being raised in that environment, so we're starting to look for that. So it's just really about awareness anymore. You have to be much more aware, just like as we get older, you know, our bodies start talking to us more than before.
You start becoming more.
My body can shut up anytime.
Yeah, well, we don't want it to shut up because then it usually means, you know, feet under a long rest.
Right, with machines talking to you, though, now you've got this issue where we're getting these messages and that privacy thing, you know, that started in Europe, that is basically always pops up when you go to a site and says, well, do you acknowledge, you know, we can do this? We've got cookies. Are you sure you're okay with this? And it really didn't change anything, but at least they're acknowledging, they're being forced to acknowledge the fact that, yes, they have access to a lot of your information. Yeah. And how much, like on the phones, you probably have less control than that. Because
I would imagine on a phone they would have less in some areas, but more in others. You know, I showed everybody where that tracking device is in the COVID tracking in your phones, and that was slipped in on the last updates for Samsung, LG, Apple. Nobody knew it was there, but it was tracking your exposure basically as to where you've been, and it says that you can turn it off, and when you turn it off, it's still doing it. People are finding out when you go in to check your battery history, it's eating up your battery a lot. So there's a huge amount of information that's getting moved around. And some of this is in before Congress now to try to eliminate them having that ability. But I don't think I think at some point it's just going to be accepted because we're trying to fix a problem that we can't fix.
Right. But the thing is, you know, when you license software, you're agreeing that this is really not your environment. It's like you're leasing space more or less. And that's really what the software game is all about. It's you're operating in somebody else's space, and it just looks like yours, but you're a renter.
Yeah, you're basically just renting it, or borrowing for a period of time, but it still belongs to someone else.
We'll be back with more Tech Talk in just a moment, and your phone calls, of course, at 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout.
We want you to sound off every single morning for our Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day. Tune to KRIG 104.9 each and every weekday morning, and you'll hear our Maple Street Meat Market poll question. Give us a ring at 918-336-1400 or visit our K1, KYFM, KRIG, and KPGM Facebook to vote. Vote every day, thanks to Coffeyville's own Maple Street Meat Markets.
This is Daryl Wooten, pastor of Spirit Church, inviting you to join us each Sunday morning from 9:30 to 10:30 for church services on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Spirit Church is a place of love, joy, and peace, and we pray you'll receive all three during each Sunday's broadcast. Tune in each Sunday on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 at 9:30.
Good morning and welcome back to Tech Talk. It's 7:40, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and the phone lines are open to talk to Charles and Charles at 1-800-749-5936. Gentlemen, back to you.
Well, you know, one thing I wish we could turn off is all the BS that we have to listen to and watch on our computers. There's so much of that.
There's so much anymore,
As a matter of fact, this morning I was looking at my Facebook account, and there was this thing about the new way to control the COVID habits, you know, as far as You know, it was putting manure, horse manure in your hands because it keeps you from touching your ears, your nose, your eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
It will do that.
Well, it'll keep people 6 foot away from you.
Because you're walking around like crap. You smell like crap. Nobody's going to want to be around you.
And you want to wash your hands before lunch, right? Yep. And people won't want to shake your hand.
No, it used to be with social distancing, before all that started, you know, you could tell a person, get away from me, you were just being rude. Now it's just a public service announcement.
Yeah.
Hey, get away from me.
Yeah, and then everybody would probably want to wear a mask, including yourself.
Yeah.
So, that's good. Yeah. So anyway,
well, you know,
put manure on your hands.
It might help the COVID-19, but you know, it opens the door to maybe lesser things like typhoid, and hepatitis.
Well, you may want not to go anywhere now. You know, you probably want to just stay home.
Those of us that are in technology, and some people don't really get all the news because they're not as involved in technology. But when you're in it, you see everything that's happening because there's a warring factions on both sides. Those that are for government control, and then those that are against, and you've got this war always raging. So everywhere you go, Facebook, Instagram, anywhere anybody's going to have technology like that, you're going to get inundated with that war. I mean, it's just there, and you can't seem to get away from it. Even in the commercial end of it, you know, there are some advantages to small business. Let's say a restaurant, for instance. Some of the COVID thing has been good for them because it's upgraded their technology in ways that now they can better serve their customers for needs. Like, let's say you want to do a specific order and just pick it up. You know, I used to go down to the coffee shop and get my coffee downtown, and I would have to wait, you know, for them to get the beans together, or if they didn't have it on the shelf, you know, you'd have to order it and what all these things. But now they've got this wonderful app since the COVID thing.
Yeah.
That's got a drive-through thing, and it's so efficient. I ordered the other day and said it asked how long it would take me to get there. And one time it was an hour, you know, and so I set it for an hour that I would be there. And when I drove up that hour and pulled up to the front, they already knew who I was. They came right out and handed me my stuff. It was already paid for. It was done. You just paid for it through the app. Same way with the other day. I was driving away, heading to work, and I was kind of running late, and I thought, I'll just see if I can get it at least ordered, pick it up after work. And I said, I will be there in 8 to 10 minutes. And I drove up there, and as I was approaching, the app changed and said, your order is just about ready. And it was giving me updates, and finally said, your order is now ready. And I'm like 2 minutes away. So I pulled into the drive-through, and as soon as I did and rounded the corner, this kid comes walking out, and he's got two bags in his hand. He knew it was me because all you had to do is hit the button at the top and say, I'm here.
Yeah.
And as soon as I said I'm here, they had it right there, and I was gone. I thought, you know, so some of it has become a convenience to us. You know, most of it's not, but some of it's been a real convenience because, I mean, on things like that, it's upgraded their technology to the point where they're going, hey, we can better serve you now. You're going to get this kind of service because, you know, they want to stay in business. So they've got to accommodate.
And I bet a lot of those services stay.
They will stay.
They will.
Because I think it's really a nice enhancement to what they already offer. Because now it's you're right on top of it. Yeah, I like that myself. And there's a lot of places in town, they've done really good with the online ordering system.
Yeah.
I mean, across
the
board.
Yeah,
they were kind of forced to do it, but it really has kind of helped, you know, as far as not going out to eat, because like McAllister's, for example, they've got a pretty decent app. Because I was by there yesterday, and a friend of mine asked me, "Well, let's meet there." So we met there, and boy, when I stuck my head in the door, I was the only one wearing a mask. There was people lined up there. It was a busy, busy place, and I said, "Probably not." You know, so I just went somewhere else. So you know, so the takeout stuff is a nice option.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. It works good.
Now, the restaurants, you know, they have a good way and a bad way about it. I mean, you know that you're losing people sitting there and visiting and ordering more things. So that kind of affects them in some ways. But I think overall, you know, there's dealing with a thing like this that we're dealing with, you've got to make changes. And however you make the changes, some of it will stay. Some of it will leave. We're hoping some of it will leave. You know, but in all of it, it's got to make some changes. And, you know, I found it in some areas that was a great thing with that app, because I can walk right in there now and get my coffee on the way to work, just drive in, pick it up, and head to work. And there was no lag or delay. You tell them how long you're going to be, and they prepare it, get it ready, and out the door you go.
Yep.
So, you know, it was just kind of a neat thing. But I'm seeing that more, you have to be creative during a time like this. And, you know, I've been a little bit more creative in the sense that, now some people don't believe in essential oils and things like I do, because I've studied them, you know, but I have essential oil blends that you've seen when you come into my shop, that's in a little thing that spits it out into the air, so it makes it kind of nice in there. And so people love that when they walk in. That'll probably be something that stays in my shop, because people like it when they walk in. They say, "Ooh, that's so refreshing. You know, it smells so good in here." And it just adds that aroma to the air. And for me, it gives me a little bit of confidence that I'm going to be okay in there. And but it's nice. It's a nice thing that I thought, you know, I'll keep that around even when this is done, because mm-hmm. it's just kind of a nice thing, having that little bit of humidity in there with the herbal essences, and, you know, that having that smoke going in there, or not mm-hmm. smoke, mist. Yeah, there we go. Right words. But anyways, yeah, but technology's changing, and you have to keep up with it. I have found that in doing all this, you know, people are really afraid of losing their technology, because now's not a good time to lose a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So when it doesn't respond correctly and you're standing in my shop, you know, begging basically, please fix this, because I've got to have communication. You know, it is needy times, and so you and I are on top of our game. We
right.
have to be.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this time I flew into St. Louis before I could go up to the Northwest, because of the, you know, they just don't have as many flights right now. Well, when I flew into St. Louis, that was kind of a scary ride period because of the turbulence. We went right into a storm, and here as they were trying to land that plane, it was like a roller coaster ride. You know, you kind of get whipped up, you get pulled down, you get pulled to the side, and up in the air, that's, you know, it's not as big of an issue, but when you're close to the ground, you don't want that.
No, no.
So they pulled the plane up, and then they circled back around so they could. I got to experience that twice.
Yeah. Oh, you
know,
Lord.
And people were just clapping when we landed, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it was like a 4-hour flight, so I used the Wi-Fi there on the plane. And because I typically don't do that, because my flights aren't that long. But this time, 4 hours is a long time.
Yes.
I mean, he could watch 2 or 3 movies in that time. So I said, well, I'm not going to do that. So I basically just got the Wi-Fi so that I could, you know, just get online and check my emails and, you know, do stuff like that. And it worked pretty nice.
Yeah.
But as far as the communication on the mobile, you know, the texting didn't work. It said the cellular service part, they turned it off, you know, because you have an option where you can say use Wi-Fi for your texting or some of those features weren't there. So, you know, you had kind of basic internet service, but you did have it. So it was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. I kind of liked it.
And I like that part of technology too, because there again, you know, when you're traveling, a lot of times just to get people calm, let them deal with their devices. I think that's a big plus on the airline site, because you can get a little bit perturbed and, you know, you've dealt with the airports. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And people are just kind of isolating in general anyway. So, you know, because I've noticed that the last couple of years that I've been flying, people are watching their electronic side. They put their headset on. They're in their own zone. You know, so nobody talks anymore on the plane. You might say, hey, but very seldom do people say anything. So it's a lot different environment than it used to be.
Yeah. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I think we were talking about, you know, like even the masks, you know, everybody wearing masks. You don't get to see their faces, you know, and you kind of miss seeing people's faces. Until the other day, I had a guy take his mask off to talk to me, and I said, put that back on, will you, please? Good gosh, dude. Too early in the morning to see that face. Keep that thing on there. No, I'm just kidding. But in general, I'm serious, you know, it's just, it's kind of a sad thing, but I think people are... that's probably the biggest thing that I miss the most, is that you can't see people who you normally would deal with and who they are. It's just kind of like an interference to a communication.
Yeah.
You know, it's like static in a communication. I don't know who you are, and it's just kind of sad, because I used to know who you were. And so some of them will say, it's me, Charles. They'll pull the mask down. Oh, yeah, it's you. Okay, I remember you now. Yeah, just couldn't remember it through all that stuff, you know. But, yeah, it is a changing world, and you just got to change with it. It's kind of spooky.
You know, you used to look suspicious walking into a bank wearing a mask. Now, if you don't, you look suspicious.
Yeah, they'll give you one.
Get this on.
Yeah.
And the robber, you know, that's going to go rob a bank is probably going, man, they're just handing out free masks now for me to do it. I have to bring my own.
Yeah. But one thing I noticed when I got up to the Northwest, everybody wore a mask, you know, because it's in public.
Yes, yes.
Wherever you go, you can't get in the stores. You know, here people are still fighting it. Because I could tell, like, when I got to St. Louis, people weren't as diligent about wearing masks. Now, if you're sitting in a restaurant or, you know, getting a drink somewhere, you probably need to take it off. But in general, you can see it's much more lax here than it is up there. They're very diligent up there. Because I was looking at their comparing, you know, how they dealt with COVID compared to Oklahoma. Because Oregon is a little bit bigger population-wise than Oklahoma, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
And but they've got half the death rates, you know, about a third less infections. Mm-hmm. So everything is scaled way back because I think they're much more diligent up there. But like I said, they've adapted and they all wear masks, you know, which I really got used to that. So when I came here, it was noticeably different.
Yeah, I imagine noticeably. It was like a wholly different world.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to isolate for just a moment and we'll be back with more Tech Talk here after this 1 minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatandAir.com.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Oklahoma Army National Guard. Aired by the Oklahoma Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning. Welcome back to Tech Talk. It is 7:54. I'm Tom, and we have Charles Moll, and we also have Charles Miller in house, and we're talking tech. We're also talking masks.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about everything technology, you know, because all this runs
in
technology.
It's kind of low tech, but it works.
Yeah. You know, the first thing about technology, I order a lot of stuff for, you know, repair. For phone repair, different kinds of tools and things like that. And one of my companies that I buy all my parts from, the first thing on their website when you pull it up is masks. they're selling them to me in the bulk if I wanted to buy them and sell them. You know, so it's just kind of a funny thing. You know, it's just like number one on their sales list, you know, when I go to order my parts. But it's just the world we live in.
It is.
You know, and you got to come accustomed to change because this is what we're doing. We're having to change. But yeah, I can go buy masks right now. See, right there on the very top.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, you can just buy these commercial masks right in there. And they're $1.99 a mask. Mm. Or, one piece, $1.99.
Mm.
How much do you pay for masks, Charles?
I think I got 50 of them for like $30.
Oh, yeah.
That's less than $1 a piece. You know, those blue ones that most people wear.
Yeah.
Well, for summer, they have the face bikini is what they're calling those things.
Is that right?
No,
face
I'm
bikini.
I'm just giving you a raft of baloney.
Never heard of anything like that.
Well, you don't I think those masks are going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to go away. Because I was listening to the news this morning, and they said 44 states were on the uptick as far as the rise of the incidents, you know, that they've got more cases now. So it's not going away anytime soon. Because I've been working with, I'm on my high school reunion group, and I've been working and trying to get the communication going, and now it looks like we're going to have to do a remote session. We're going to have to do like a Zoom-like gathering, and so I'm kind of setting the stage for that. And I found some really interesting software that actually Slack is what it's called. It's kind of a central communication tool, but it kind of forces everything into real time. It's, you know, and that's kind of the downside of Facebook. You know, it's like it wants you to respond constantly. And to me, I find it less distracting because it's more focused. You don't get distracted with all this other garbly goo, because basically what I'm trying to do is kind of share all this information so it's almost like a presentation format when we do have a reunion, so that we can actually pull up pictures, we can do a video conferencing, we can do one-on-one communication, but it's almost like a chat session. And so I'm exploring that right now, and it's working good so far, because it works on the phone, it works on any machine I've got. So it's kind of like having your own little private Facebook environment.
Yeah, and I've seen that there's other people that are doing the same thing. They're creating their own family Facebook, basically, and friends. You know, they're trying to drive themselves away from the big herd, you know, because everybody's there. And I mean, it just seems like, and it's so inundated. You know, my wife has Facebook on her phone, and she's just constantly having to keep up with everybody. And to me, I don't need to keep up with anybody. I'm too busy with people every day of the week. I don't want to deal with them.
Well, the distractions. They're distractions. And we have enough distractions as it is already.
Yeah, you know, my brother will always say, hey, did you see I put up this thing with a fish that I caught? Well, just send me a picture. I don't need to go looking through all this stuff to find you. Just send a picture to me. So he sends me a picture yesterday, finally, of him with his big fish. And I was like, well, great. Glad you caught that big fish. Now I can see it. I don't have to go troll around trying to find it. Because I was asking my wife, could you pull up my brother's thing so I could see his fish? And she's digging through all this garbly goop. Like you said, he's got just tons of junk. And I'm going, man, are we ever going to find this fish? So I finally just said, send me a picture. You know, if you want me to see it, send me a picture. I've got a phone.
Yep. Sharing pictures is another thing I'm looking at. I'm finding all these free apps. Like there's one called cluster.com where you can actually, I don't know if it's cluster or something, but it basically lets you share all your photos, and then you send it to very specific people, and they pull up and says, well, would you like an album of this? So I've got albums of like family reunion stuff, birthdays, weddings, you know, just a collection of stuff. And when you send it to the whole group, they can add pictures to that as well. So now you can get to kind of enhance that.
Got something that going exposure. There.
Yeah, and it's nice. It's nice, and it's free. Because the way they make their money is when people order pictures. Because you can actually order the printed pictures. They can make an album for you. And they, you know, they do it very reasonable. So, but as far as sharing the pictures, no cost.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at all.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's with my Slack, too. I'm doing that because it's no cost. And that's how you can get people in, because it's free.
Yeah.
It's quick and it's direct and it's you know, it's, you don't get all these distractions.
And you're the photo guy. You like photos. I know you're always carrying a camera.
Well, everybody carries one now.
Yeah, now we all do. But, I mean, you used to always carry a camera. And I remember always taking pictures. Yeah.
See, Charles, here with his camera. I got tons of pictures.
I think you stopped carrying it when you took mine. And didn't it break the camera?
On that note, guys, Charles, where can we find you?
I'm at itvillage.one.
I'm at 510 South Keeler, Bartlesville.
All right, very good. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us right here on Tech Talk. Look forward to next Saturday, as always.
Yes, sir.
Stay tuned. We've got news coming up next right here on your favorite radio stations.